Okay. What about the word Yeti says peaceful creature? I'm pretty sure in Russian that means peaceful creature.
No.
I'm actually surprised the Russians even know the word Yeti.
Why? It doesn't sound like a Russian word.
It sounds... No, I think that's what? Hungarian or something?
I don't know. I don't know the origins of Yeti. All I know is that they're evil motherfuckers. Yeah.
How can
Have you ever heard anybody describe something like, oh man, that was like a Yeti? It was always crazy and raw.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, man, okay, I'll say the one thing is that old Christmas movie, they demonized the Yeti. Because
that was an abominable
snowman. Santa's coming to town or whatever. No, that was an abominable snowman is Yeti.
Are they one and the same?
Yeah, they're exactly the same.
Well, then they're evil.
No, no. One thing cannot demonize an entire population.
Why not?
What else? The color of snow is demon. Nothing. White Fang, but White Fang is just a lovable puppy.
Well, he was, but he was a puppy.
He never killed anything, did he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, well.
Polar bears.
Dude, fuck that.
Have you seen what's underneath those motherfuckers?
All they fucking do is drink Coke.
No, have you ever seen that shaved polar bear?
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, it's fucking demon, dude.
No, that's not a shaved polar bear. That was a brown bear.
Brown bear.
Red bear, whatever you want to call it.
Fucking polar bear. Shave a bear. They look fucked up.
That guy looked like a wet cat.
Yeah. That's been tanning too much.
Just miserable.
Yeah, I never really would care to see that picture of that shaved bear ever again. It burned into my brain.
Yeah, I know, right? You ever been just getting at it? You'd be like, you just picture that bear pops in your head.
I start crying.
Do you use it for lube or you just keep...
I tell her it's because... Like, I had to stop. And I tell her it's because I have daddy issues. And I just couldn't do it, so... But it's really the bear. I didn't really want to admit that it was the bear that makes me cry, but... Yeah.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah. I tried that. They don't ever believe it. Not you, it's... But yeah.
But imagine being a hiker and just having a Yeti roll up on you with just the devil in his eyes. Coming to kill you. He's not even gonna ask questions first.
Oh, hell no. You won't even see him. They're crafty.
No. Well, you know, not that crafty.
You won't see him.
That's not snowy right now, is it?
Well, up north it's always snowy, isn't it?
In Russia, though?
I'm sure, like, the very tippy top. I bet you they go further north when, like, it starts thawing out a little bit.
Like the Canada of Russia?
Yeah, like the Canada of Russia, yeah.
I don't know.
They're a peaceful bunch up there.
Yeah, for Yetis usually are. I know that.
But you just said that. Imagine having a Yeti coming after you with the devil in its eyes, man.
I never said that it's true. I just said imagine. Use your imagination.
That's the only way to go with a Yeti.
No, no, because no.
How are you gonna say that a Yeti's good? I just don't understand your logic.
Well, has a Yeti ever been accused of murders before this?
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't think. I've never heard it.
Well, you're not Russian.
But I think
we got the Sasquatch.
Never Bigfoot. Been accused of
Oh, he's been murder. Accused of all sorts of shit, man.
No.
He's like the scapegoat of
he's
the
a
woods.
Walker. That's all he does is just walk.
Oh. You ever watch the fucking, was it Jack Link's commercials or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just fucking with him, though.
Well, they
it's
fuck
called
with him.
Messing with Sasquatch.
Yeah, but he's always, like, he could rip their arms off.
But he doesn't. He's
but
only
he fucks
done it
them
once.
Up. He threw them off like threw a movie car off a cliff once or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm sure they were fine.
It looked like a pretty safe car.
It's probably like a Subaru.
Well, yes, it had to have been a Subaru.
This thing's
it's like the safest.
Like the tanks of cars.
Yeah. Tanks of the car.
Yeah, I believe that should be their new slogan.
We
We should probably fire off a letter in the morning about that.
You think they work on Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they do. Somebody's there.
The tank of cars.
Yep.
Are you going on a Yeti expedition? Get yourself a Subaru.
Get yourself a Subaru. Flip that bitch 5 times and you'd be alright.
Yeah, 6 times, we're not sure.
Yeah, 6. That's just outright, man.
That's when you're pushing your luck.
Yeah. Yetis. Subarus. Did you know that Subaru spelled backwards is you are a bus?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you talk like a teenage girl, it is, but...
Yeah, well, if you text like a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bus of cars. It's in your name.
It's in your name. Which is backwards.
Just backwards.
Race car spelled backwards is race car. Taco cat spelled backwards is taco cat.
Taco cat. Ah, man, how hard would it be for that cat not to just go to town on itself? It tastes like a taco.
Oh, it...
Yeah, they're just so sick of the flavor.
Because it is the flavor.
Yeah.
Once you become the flavor, you're done with the flavor.
Yes.
I can only assume so. I've never actually been the flavor.
Well, do you like the taste of blood?
No.
Okay. Well,
I guess that is a flavor to something. Yetis, yeah. Perhaps. Skinned bears. Not skinned, but hairless bears.
Hairless bears taste blood all the time.
I bet you a taco cat probably likes blood.
Why would a taco cat like blood?
Because it's tired of eating tacos.
Okay, so blood would be a natural alternative to tacos?
It is an animal. It descended from the bear.
A cat is not descended from a bear.
Yeah, it is.
No.
We just talked about it.
Yeah, it's not descended.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's not.
The bears split off into the cats and dogs.
No.
Yeah. And bears come from Yetis.
No.
Yeah.
No, we already agreed upon this, that the Yeti is a walking upright thing. So therefore, it was evolution from a bear.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So cats and dogs come from Yetis.
Yetis would come from cats and dogs.
Which came first, the Yeti or the cat? I'm going to say the Yeti.
Yo.
At one point in time, the Yeti got tired of walking on 2 feet, and he went back into a cat.
Started so you just decided, hey, I'm tired of being a Yeti, I'm going to go back to the cat.
Well, I mean, it happened over
time. That'd be like me being like, man, fuck being a human. I'm going to be a monkey now.
You kind of are.
What? I can't help the hair on my body. But the second I start walking around on my knuckles, then we can talk.
Well, you won't be able to talk because you'll be a monkey.
They communicate.
With some bullshit hand language.
Sign language?
Hand language. I think it's what it's called when monkeys do it. Hand language.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Hand language.
Yeah.
Do you realize how stupid that sounds, right?
Sounds legit to me.
No, it doesn't.
Why not?
Hand language?
I don't see anybody making any signs.
They're making signs with their hands.
So, in essence, it's hand language. Sign language is descended from hand language.
Oh, now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of evolution.
Yeah, it's getting real, son.
That shit out, yo.
Hand languages.
What would you do if you're just sleeping in your log cabin one night, you hear scratching, you look up, and fucking, yeah. First off, my instincts kick in, I'm saying ghost. Like, shit, I gotta get out of here. So I'll run for the door, but there's a bear there. What would you do? Do you think that it growled at him? Like,
do bears growl? I don't think they growl.
They roar or something. I've seen Jungle Book. They do something.
They kind of roar, but I don't know if they growl. They sniff a lot, if I remember right.
They're sniffers?
Yeah, they're sniffers. We got excellent sniffing.
But what would you do, though? I mean, do you think that you're going to be one of those three deaths that day?
Well, my personal thing is I'm not running for the door if I hear scratches at the door.
Say you just, like, you're just waking up. You're not sure what's going on. You hear scratches.
Then I'm not running anywhere.
You're just going to stay frozen.
I'm going to stay there
for a minute. You're going to be the first person dead.
I'm going to assess the situation.
As you try to wake up, that could take hours.
No. Hours to wake up?
Well, I mean...
Were you, like, cryogenically frozen or what?
No, but I don't wake up in the morning ready to assess any situation.
But you don't wake up to scratches every morning either. That's a new sensation, man.
That's just... Yeah. That's terror right there.
Yeah, that fucking... Wow, you're awake.
Yeah?
You're standing up with a fucking lamp in your hand ready to hit something.
So you assess the situation.
Uh-huh. Figure out where the scratching's coming from. Scratch coming from the closet, I'm going out the door.
Right, right.
But if the scratch is coming from the door...
I'll go with the closet.
No, fuck that. I hate closets. But...
Why?
Because that's usually where scratches come from.
No, it's not.
My house it is.
What? What's that?
That's either scratches or...
I've been at your house and never heard any of this.
You've been there for like what? A grand total. Well, it's always been like there's
people there.
Not when people are there. Like when it's quiet, everything's settled down for the night.
F that, man. I'm not about that.
It's not that bad. You get used to it.
We're
the first
friends
like week.
Now.
First week or two is kind of creeps, but.
Especially when you're walking around by yourself.
Yeah.
You hear a little kid say, Daddy. And Jameson's not even here. So you run for the door. Say it's coming, you feel like it's coming from the closet.
Okay.
Assess the situation, you'd be like, okay, that's coming from the closet. Run for the door. You look at the door, boom, bear, upright, looking at you, claws out.
I'm thinking I'm already dead.
So you just
I
take
become
it?
One of the three.
You just take it?
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I'm already running. I barrel into that bear.
He might hug you.
Might.
You might just run open arms.
At the same time, I can kill a bear.
No, you can't.
Yes! We've been over this.
Yeah.
I can kill a bear.
Do you have your Rambo knife?
I have a little pocket knife.
So you have it manicured?
I can pull his hair apart and slice.
Why do you have to pull the hair apart?
Well, it's not a
nothing
big
else, you cut it with the hair? The way
so it slides in
well,
better.
That if you don't actually do any damage to him right there, I mean, he might still kill you, but he might die from infection later.
But that wouldn't be satisfying to me.
Well, yeah,
that could
be
like
dead.
The Hobbit, man. Dude thought he killed that pale orc. Didn't. He didn't die. He came back with a little twig for an arm.
Is that twig? I thought it was steel.
I don't. It looks
like it's
weird.
Like a steel claw.
That's not. You can't maneuver it, so it's not a claw.
Yeah, it is. It's just a.
He would have to put something in there and squeeze
claw.
The fingers together.
Or
and
it could just
could
be a
something.
Claw.
What good is just a claw? If you can't close it.
Fucking scratch the fuck out of somebody or
how
poke
often
them in the
are
eye?
You gonna be scratching something?
I don't know. I've never been in the heat of battle with a claw, but I'm pretty sure that
you're just swinging that thing all over the place.
That's what I'm going in with first.
My claw can take the damage.
By just the sheer luck that somebody swings with a sword or something, I catch that bitch with the claw. Look how badass you are right there. You're just like, pink! Catch that sword and you're like, what, bitch? And then you stab him with the other hand.
that has an actual sword.
You already have a sword.
Yeah. Because you gotta have a sword in the other hand, too. Because the claw's not the surefire thing to have, but it's a good backup.
You're going in there, if you're talking anything like the pale orc, you're just going in there. That's actually technically shorter than your arm is anything.
Is it?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in that theory, you're swinging your arm when you got a sword in your hand that could reach, just to say, roughly 3 to 4 feet longer.
That's a big sword.
I'm not going into battle with some bitch sword.
Like, what's a bitch sword?
Like a foot?
A scimitar or
something? I'm not a Ninja Turtle, Joe. I don't know how to use centaurs.
Scimitar?
That sounds ridiculous.
It's the curved Arabian blade.
What's the one Leonardo uses?
That's a samurai sword?
No, it's a different name. It's
not samurai. Katana.
Yeah.
That ain't no bitch sword.
I feel like if I could be any thing, I would be Leonardo. He's a master with him.
Well, yeah.
He's got the natural protection of a shell on his back at all times.
Yeah, so sure.
You can't sneak up because his head's below the shell, generally speaking.
Well, no, not in their case.
Well, they could suck themselves in.
Yeah. And they're ninjas, so they can hear 360.
Yeah.
Be good to be a turtle. A mutant ninja turtle.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to be a teenager.
No, because they never grew up.
No.
They're always teenagers.
All those raging hormones and shit like that. Yeah.
Who needs that?
Trying to fuck everything that moves.
Poor April.
Right.
Who knows what she was subjected to?
Yeah.
Oh. I'd like to see that video.
April on the half shell.